You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome once again to Inside Out. And I thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And we're continuing to talk about the fear of the Lord. And I just think it's so important that we understand and separate out in our context, in our day and frame of mind, what the fear of the Lord is. And it, you know, just bottom line, it's not we're afraid of God. We're not cringing and avoiding God that he's so angry and mad at us and, you know, separated from us because we're so bad and broken. No, in fact, it is his love for us that reaches out through our badness and brokenness and wants us in relationship with him. But we have to respond and posture ourselves in the right frame of mind, the right view in our relationship with him as God. And he is God and we are not. He made us and we did not make ourselves. And so it is just vital that we understand this, that, you know, he's the shepherd, we're the sheep. We're the sheep of his pasture. We're in his care. And he is God, and we are to have what is called the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is a very healthy thing. It's a healthy, proper response as opposed to an unhealthy, distorted view and reaction to, you know, some kind of angry God. And for me, in my simple way of thinking, it's not just reverence and respect, but it is to give God the high view, to give God and his word the high view, the highest view, that what he says, who he is, that's what matters the most. And so we have been discussing this on Inside Out in recent episodes of the podcast concerning learning the fear of the Lord, because it is something that we learn. And in Psalm 34, verse 11 through 13, it says, "Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days." And then he says this in verse 13, "Keep your tongue from evil." So first of all, we have to learn the fear of the Lord, which requires, as we read, "Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." Listen there is, if we break it down in the Old Testament Hebrew, is to hearken, it's to give regard, it's to hear with attention, with full intention, to understand and to obey. So it is a call for us to pay attention so that we can learn this big, big bottom line, overarching, undergirding, proper response to God, which is called the fear of the Lord. That, Lord, I give you that high view, that high place, you and your word. So in Proverbs 2, verse 1 through 5, again, he says, "My children, listen to what I say and treasure my commands." Now, let me just stop for a moment, because this passage, five verses here out of Proverbs 2, are going to talk, they're going to give us some verbs, some action words here. And so he said, "My children, listen," there's one, "to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them as hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord." So it is going to require, as we learn the fear of the Lord, which we must, and it's for our good. It's our good. This is not some mandatory assignment due by a week from Friday, you know, no exceptions. You know, it's not that tone at all. This is for our good, which we'll see here in just a moment. But as we actively, action words, verbs, pay attention and cry out and seek, like we would seek for a lost treasure that was, we found out was in our yard, we would go look for it. then we will understand what it means to fear the Lord, which again, as I said, is for our good. So Psalm 34:12 says this, whoever of you, and remember we were reading Psalm 34 in verse 12, whoever of you loves life and desires to see many days. Well, let me just stop right there. This introduces what I would call a real motivation. He's saying, who among you wants a life that you would love? How many of you would like to love your life, the life that you would have? Now, you'd probably say, well, I love my life, but you know, there's things in your life that could be different. I know in mine, and I know adjustments I've made in, you know, just recent history that make me love my life more. And it's by giving God the high view. It sorts things out, puts things in proper priority and position in our lives. So who loves life? Who wants a life that you love? Who wants a long, good life? Who wants to see many good days? And my pushback, well, who doesn't? But the fear of the Lord, get this, is not just about the ultimate end of life. You better have the fear of the Lord. Well, everybody's going to have the fear of the Lord then. Even unbelievers, doubters, rebels, everybody at that point, when end of life, you're going to meet God. I promise you, you will have the fear of the Lord. This is different. This is not just the ultimate end of life fear of the Lord. This is about the immediate, and it's about the here and now. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. It's about a Wednesday. It's about Thursday. It's about every day. It's the immediate. So the vital necessity of understanding, learning, and living in the fear of the Lord is, yes, it's about the ultimate, but it is absolutely about the immediate, about the here and the now. Proverbs 19:23 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. Now, think about this, and I'm going to read it again once I kind of frame this for you. But this is not really talking about in the sweet by and by. And you need to understand that the overwhelming majority of the promises of God are not about the sweet by and by. We have plenty of those and we're grateful. That is established, but the variables are here. And so the promise and the challenges are here. And so the promises are about here in this life. And the overwhelming majority of the promises have to do with the here and the now and the issues that you and I would face. So I want to read it again, Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. And so it's talking about here, leads to life here. Who is it that wants life? Here, desires a life that you love here, desires many good days here. And whoever has it, has the fear of the Lord, rests satisfied and will not be visited by harm. Well, harm is not even a possibility in heaven. It's about the right here and the right now. So I really want to emphasize to you today the reality of needing the fear of the Lord today. Today. So shift your thinking that this is a holy, healthy response and perspective and view of God and His Word, and it will benefit me absolutely for eternity and in the ultimate end of life and beyond, but absolutely it impacts my today. So I pray that today, maybe you shift some things around and ask the Holy Spirit. I want to pray before we close today too. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us to see where I don't hold God or His Word in that high view. Because that's the fear of the Lord. That's the ultimate reverence and respect to Him, the proper response to Him and His Word. Because my friend, listen, that's going to impact today. And today is what you're worried about. Today is what you're traveling through. Today is where your challenges and so forth are. And the Holy Spirit is our helper, and he will point things out and remind us of things and convict us of things and correct us and guide us and give us wisdom so that we truly can come to an understanding and learn the fear of the Lord. Can I pray for you? Father, I thank you for this listener, for my friend right now, for myself. Teach us the fear of the Lord. And Holy Spirit, we invite you today to check us, to correct us, to convict us, to remind us, to make these holy adjustments, even a full holy reset as needed, to have the fear of the Lord. That God, we would hold you in that high view, in that highest place, that who you are and what you think and what you say, that's the most important. And what your word says, because there are so many voices in our day and so much pressure, peer pressure, social media pressure, political pressure, all of this all around us all the time. But Lord, we choose with your help to elevate you and your word to the highest view. And when we do that, there's a holy alignment that will come to our life that certainly impacts our forever, but it dramatically impacts us right now. So Holy Spirit, we welcome that today. I pray blessing upon my friend on their day as we all learn and grow in the fear of the Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining me. Warning or alert, we're going to next few episodes continue on this most important subject of the fear of the Lord. Until then, have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you the next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.